It's May 25th, 2009. That's Memorial Day here in the United States. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head.
Only you will hear it without disturbing others.
It's a bi-weekly music podcast featuring songs and bands I think you might have missed. My name's Daniel.
When you've had a busy day full of problems, you can retire and listen in the dark.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
It's a great way to finish the day.
That right there, fantastic song called Wake Up by a band from Montreal, Canada. They're called Arcade Fire, and you've probably heard of them before, because that's an oldie but a goodie, coming off their 2004 album Funeral, which is probably their best album, and that is definitely their best song, in my humble opinion. I know people love the Arcade Fire. I never loved them as much as I think most people did, but boy do I like Wake Up. That's a great song right there. And it was the reason I put it on the show is just basically to point people, if they've somehow missed it, to the trailer for the new Spike Jonze film, Where the Wild Things Are. Of course, that's a cinematic adaptation of the children's classic by Mari Sendak right there. Fantastic book, great looking movie, I gotta say. I'm gonna see that like the day it opens, and great trailer, which features a re-recorded version of Wake Up, which hopefully they'll put on the soundtrack, because I gotta say, I like it, I think, even more than the album version. So go check out that trailer for sure, because it's awesome. Okay, up next, a band from right here in lovely New York City. They're called the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. And you've heard of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, probably. I don't think I've ever put them on my show. I might have put them on my show at one point a long time ago. But they've got this new album called It's Blitz out. And it's a really kind of a departure. It's more like Ladytron, I think, than traditional Yeah Yeah Yeahs. So the first song we're going to hear is called Skeletons, and it's the song I heard first off the album, and I didn't recognize it as being the Yeah Yeahs, and I think it's the biggest departure. It's got like a Celtic flute going on, which is very unusual for the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and it's a great song, very good. And then the second song I'm going to play, Dull Life, is, you know, equally as great, but I think sounds a little bit more recognizable as the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, while still sounding a bit evolved. So it's pretty good stuff, and definitely a great album. I think my favorite Yeah Yeah Yeahs album to date, and it's a great thing to check out. So if you like these two songs, be sure to look into It's Blitz by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs right now on this era Sounds in My Head. Love.
Star Trek fans are decrying the latest film in the long-running series as a fun and watchable action-packed thrill ride.
Yes, it was exciting, but where was the heavy-handed message about tolerance? Where was the stiff acting? I mean, it just didn't seem like a Star Trek movie to me.
I'm just really, really disappointed that this storyline made sense.
If I wanted to see young, attractive people doing cool, exciting things, I'd go watch sports.
Now to discuss the backlash is entertainment reporter Bree Lindsay.
Hi, Glenn.
Bree, is this Star Trek as riveting as the fans are complaining it is?
Oh, Glenn, early reviews are calling it a delightful action-adventure movie and a surefire hit.
No wonder the fans feel betrayed here.
Apparently, there isn't even one scene set at a long table in which interstellar diplomacy is debated in endless detail.
Really? I understand fans were angry that the Klingons' dialogue was subtitled because it allows the Klingons to be understood by people who haven't studied the imaginary language for years.
Yes, but most fans were more upset by the look of the movie. Mm-hmm. Heart-stopping chases, state-of-the-art CGI,
really?
And alien battle scenes that don't just look like two out-of-shape guys in bad makeup fighting awkwardly.
That's a real slap in the face for Trek fans.
Right, yes, but I think the bigger issue is that fans felt like Star Trek belonged to them, and now the studio has turned it into something people will actually like.
Whoa.
I hardly know you. Must be the first time you saw me on Park Avenue. You come and sit on this bench with something to say on a cold afternoon.
So is Paramount doing anything to combat all this negative press?
Yes, they are. They've announced the DVD release will feature a special cut just for the Trek fans, mm-hmm. with 3 hours of extra footage in which characters stand around debating the merits of saving the Andorian ambassador from the surface of Sylax 4 until you just wish everyone was dead.
Well, that should be some consolation. Thanks, Bree.
Thanks, Glenn.
Earlier today, Paramount released this statement to ease fans' concerns. We stand behind this film and firmly believe that in a few years it will seem just as dated and cornball as previous Star Trek films.
I see them standing on the floor in front of me. I close my eyes, but every time they reappear, the birds. At night I feel accusing eyes staring at me. They'll wake me up until I go down on my knees. Absurd, absurd, absurd.
Two songs in a row right there from Austin Lace, a band from Belgium, and that, those two were both from their most recent album, which came out recently, called The Mother Man. That was Hardly Know You, followed by Absurd, and both are great songs and really represent the album well, which is a whole bunch of 4 and 5 star songs on that there album. So if you like those two, be sure to check out the whole Mother Man album, because Austin Lace does not disappoint on this or any other album. Okay, up next, a compilation. It's called Score, 20 Years of Merge Records, the covers. And it's basically a whole album of Merge artists covering other Merge artists over the course of the 20-year history of Merge Records. And it came out fairly recently, and it's fantastic. It's got all these great bands on it covering other songs in innovative, interesting ways. So we're going to hear 3 cuts off of it just because it's that good. And these 3 songs represent 5 artists, because 2 of the songs are kind of partnerships between artists. So first we're going to hear Plenty Is Never Enough, which is a cover of the Tenement Halls by no less than the Shins. It's a fantastic cover. It's really good stuff. Then we're going to hear Tracy Thorne of Marine Girls and Everything But the Girl. Anyway, Tracy Thorne with Jens Lechman covering The Magnetic Fields' Yeah, Oh Yeah, which, boy, can you get better than this? Tracy Thorne and Jens Lechman covering Magnetic Fields? Come on. It's incredible. Okay, and then, just to top it off, The National with St. Vincent covering Crooked Fingers with Sleep All Summer. So check out these 3 fantastic songs from Score, 20 Years of Merge Records, which you're definitely going to want to pick up if you like this show, because it's just all a bunch of bands I play all the time, and it's great stuff. So here it is, The Shins, Tracy Thorne, Jens Lechman, and The National and St. Vincent with Plenty Is Never Enough, Yeah, Oh Yeah, and Sleep All Summer. Where else but on The Sounds of My Head?
Into a world that's fans are lining up today to be the first to purchase Close Range, the hotly anticipated video game in which players repeatedly shoot people point blank in the face. Onion News Network Tech Trends reporter Jeff Tate has more.
Thanks, Bobby. Close Range is already being hailed by critics as the most important game of the year. The first-person shooter creates an immersive, richly detailed world where players shoot people in the face with guns. Reviewers say it brings a new level of depth to gaming.
Just like great literature or film transports you to different worlds, Close Range transports you to a world where you fire bullets into an endless stream of faces.
Fans say it's the game's well-developed characters and storyline that make Close Range so compelling.
You just feel like you're inside this complex character who's thrust into a world where he has to blow people's heads off.
The plot follows AJ, a man with a mysterious past who must explode hundreds of thousands of human faces on a quest to save his kidnapped brother.
Are you out of love with me? Are you longing to be free? Do I drive you up a tree?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do I drive you up the wall? Do you dread every phone call? Can you not stand me at all?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Though I need you more than air, is it true you just don't care? Are you having an affair?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. When we met, I thought money was everything. So I let you buy the house, the car, the ring. But I can't take your perpetual whining. And you can't say
na 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 na.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I thought if we lived apart, we could make a brand new start. Do you want to break my heart?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've enjoyed making you miserable for years. Found peace of mind in playing on your fears. How I love to catch your gold and silver tears. But now, my dear,
what a dark and dreary life. Are you reaching for a knife? Could you really kill your wife?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I die, I die, I die. So it's over, you and I. Was my whole life just a lie?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But Close Range's single-player story is just the beginning. Its outstanding multiplayer mode offers unparalleled interactivity by allowing players to blast each other's faces off.
It's completely open-ended. You can shoot someone in the ear, but you can also shoot them in the eye.
With hundreds of hidden extras like side missions where players can take a break from shooting people in the face to shoot animals in the face, Close Range will keep players hooked for weeks. And with the sequel, Close Range 2, Chainsaw Dawn, continuing the epic story next fall, Close Range fans have even more to look forward to.
Weary sun, sleep tonight. Go crashing into the ocean. Cut the line that ties the tide and moon, ancient and blue.
We take our empty hearts and fill them up with broken things to hang on humming wire like cheap lamps down a dead end street.
And every time we turn away, it hits me like a tidal wave. If I would change for you, but babe, it doesn't mean I'm gonna be a better man.
Yes, so that was The National with St. Vincent, but how about St. Vincent solo? That's right, she's got a new record that just came out recently called Actor, and let's hear a cut from that to finish up this here episode of The Sounds of My Head. St. Vincent with Actor Out of Work from Brooklyn's own St. Vincent with Actor Out of Work from her new record, Actor. Where else but finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
You're a supper. Yeah.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds of My Head. The music I talked over this week was Tu Vu Va La Americano by Quadro Nuovo from the Italian Cafe compilation. I also talked over two other songs by Quadro Nuovo from their album Tango Bittersweet. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also leave comments at thesoundsinmyhead.com or email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you again in 2 weeks on June 8th with an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.